Living on a Prayer. Hey, it's bin day somewhere.
Late Show at the BBC with me, Russell Walker.
Hello there. Clue number one for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. He's going to be on after 11 o'clock. And if it's the first time you've heard about Andy, basically he's a travel reporter and he travels the world. And we always manage to catch up with him wherever he is. So I've got two clues. I don't know where he is. I'll hold my hands up. No idea. But a couple of clues to throw your way and hopefully we can track him down. And then he'll tell us a bit about where he is and all the practical stuff, really, about how expensive it is to get there and how much it costs to eat, you know, and live. So Andy Mossack, first clue. Storyville here, Pet Sounds, I tell you, it's goods tonight. There is the extra treat, which is always lovely when you catch up with Andy Mossack. Now, for many years, Andy's been a travel writer, and he does do it's a great blog where he's here, there and everywhere, and all over the world. We spoke to him at almost a lantern festival. That's what it was, a lantern festival out in the Far East. He was there. Next time we talked to him, he was skiing in Utah in the States, and then he was just in northern France, literally about 2 minutes away from Calais when we spoke to him again. He always sends a couple of clues, and I need your help in tracking him down. Here is clue number one, then, for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. Ready for this? I am in a region where you will find the House of the Madonna, one of the most important Catholic shrines in the world, second only to Lourdes in Europe. The house where Jesus grew up with Joseph and Mary is said to have been transported from Nazareth by the Crusaders in the 13th century. So that's clue number one. I'm in a region where you'll find the House of the Madonna, one of the most important Catholic shrines in the world. The house where Jesus grew up with Joseph and Mary is said to have been transported from Nazareth by the Crusaders in the 13th century. Personally, I've no idea. I can't call this one way or the other. You might know straight away, but I do need your help in tracking him down. 81333 and Russ. So when you send a teletext, right, so when you do that, if your thumb's itching to involve and you know the idea, you know where he is, 81333, Russ started that message. I'd love to hear from you. There is another clue, which I'll bring you just after 11 o'clock tonight. So I will bring you that other clue then. The situation soundtracks and the early ideas for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. Now, we had one clue about 15 minutes ago. Graham and Craig says Andy is in Turin. Dean in Meanwood says Israel, round Israel. Kathy Bradley in Huddersfield. Sounds like Andy is in Lourdes. Could be. Is Andy in the Czech Republic? Says Malcolm in Geislingen. Female. I mean, this is it's a wide-ranging set of clues, isn't it? There is another clue coming up just the other side of the weather from Keighley, and I will give you the second clue, which might do it for you, this is. But some good ideas. He pretty much could be anywhere, but talking to the man himself in about 20 minutes. More on the situation soundtrack and / news, you'll find it. And here then is your second clue for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. It is as follows. 70% of all hats worn in Europe are made in a small village near here. Fellini never made a movie without wearing one of them. There is a hat festival each year showing off new designs using straw, felt and even macaroni. That clue again. 70% of all hats worn in Europe are made in a small village near here. Fellini never made a movie without wearing one of them. There is a hat festival each year showing off new designs using straw, felt, and even macaroni. So where is Andy? We've got now 15 minutes before we've got to put the answer to him. 81333 and Russ at the start of that message. You ready for a gem from Billy Joel? Brulia and Torn. Late Show at the BBC. Good evening. This is Andy Mossack. Give you those two clues once again in a couple of seconds. But first, sit down for tonight then. Where is he? Lots of guesses from Israel to Turin. Someone with Cleethorpes, which I think might be a joke. 81333. Russ. Talk to him in 5 minutes and find out. He is Captain and Tennille at the Late Show on the Beeb. Tonight. So one or two little technical issues trying to get hold of Andy Mossack. Wherever he is, it's tough to get hold of him, I'll tell you that much. A few more good guesses. Genoa, Venice. Might be settling on Italy, I think. But the man himself, fingers crossed, will be with us soon. Here's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Love is like a heat wave. Vandellas and Love is like a heat wave Thursday night, and some good tunes in. Final couple, really, for the Sit Sound tonight. Robert in Scarborough, Where in the World, of course. Tough one, this one. I think in Italy. Totally guessing Venice, Genoa, maybe. No Google involved, says Robert in Scarborough. Now then, it is time to have a chat to the man himself. We've had plenty of guesses, and thank you very much for your help on this. I think we're settling on Italy. But where exactly is he? I'm afraid to say, Andy Mossack, you've beaten us tonight, I think. Nobody's come up with a consensus on this, I'm afraid. Andy, good evening.
Hi, Russ. Hi. You didn't even get, you know, the Madonna to help you.
Well, the House of the Madonna, we always like to say, don't do it without Google. You know, don't use Google is what we always say. And we've sort of drawn a blank, but I think, do we get half a point for Italy? Because I'm fairly certain that's right.
Yes, it is Italy, but well done. the reason I'm just a little bit kind of so excited about this is because I'm in a kind of an undiscovered part of Italy. You know, everyone's heard of Rome and Florence and Milan and Venice and regions like Tuscany, perhaps. This is a little hidden place called Le Marche.
Le Marche?
Le Marche, L-E-M-A-R-C-H-E. And I'll tell you where it is. It's in northeast Italy, so it's kind of, you know, just on the Adriatic side. Kind of below Venice, below Emilia-Romagna, and there it is, this wonderful, great region. And those two cities we talked about, Loreto, mm-hmm. is where you find the Madonna's house, and Montepotone, which is where they make all these hats. If you could see me, I'm wearing one now, but you can't, so never mind, eh?
So this is very much, I suppose, in terms of tourism in Italy, it's slightly off the beaten track then.
It is. It's fantastic because it's got incredible mountain ranges and great beaches. But it's one of these places that you know, is kind of outside of Italy, is unknown. And that's why I'm so excited about it. But to help me on this great journey this week, I've got a couple of great people who, well, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, were in international banking, and they dropped everything to come over here, a couple of English people, come over here and build a business up from scratch. So, Tim and Maddie Jones, say hi to everyone.
Hi there, hi.
Hi there, Tim. Hi there, Maddie.
Hi. Yeah, and they've come from good old Essex to set up a business and start from scratch. So they're the experts, and they've been taking me hiking around the Sibillini Mountains this week. Quite magnificent. You done any mountain hiking, Russ?
Do you know, it's not something that comes naturally to me. I think I'm more of a sea level kind of guy. But having said that, it's intriguing. So is tourism the new business then?
Certainly for us here, we've started up our own hotel restaurant business here in a small hilltop town.
Hmm.
It's taken us a while to pull the building round and to get the building into shape.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to offer package holiday types of deals where people can come for a week's... this week with Andy, we've been out for a week's hiking in the glorious countryside, the Sibillini National Park.
So have you no background in the tourism business at all, other than as a consumer?
Other than a consumer, yeah. It's Madeline certainly spent a lot of time travelling around the world in her other career before coming to Italy.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time in hotels, and I think that helped focus on what she wanted and what she felt was right to do in a hotel. So
it's to me, it sounds like it's a great adventure to change your life and to go do something like this. You know, it's a fantastic adventure, but it's a huge risk as well. It's quite a gamble, and it can be quite an expensive gamble, I would have thought, Maddie.
It certainly is an expensive gamble, but it's starting to pay off, so let's see how it goes.
I mean, they had this, you know, this ruin, Russ, which was, you know, literally just an abandoned ruin. Mind you, it had a few interesting pieces of furniture in it, but you know, Tim was working day and night to renovate it. And, you know, Hotel Leone now is well, I mean, it looks magnificent. So I'm sure maybe you'll get a chance to have a look one day.
Hey, you'd be welcome to come over and visit Montel Pro. It's a lovely part of the world.
So tell me, you say a lovely part of the world, a lot of range. So in terms of activities in the area, if it's slightly off the beaten track of Italy, then what kind of things can we do? You mentioned going on mountain walks. I mean, are these very, you know, are these very challenging routes, or is there a mix? Is I would imagine at certain times of the year, maybe there's a little skiing going on.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we consider ourselves here in Montelpero, we consider ourselves kind of at a crossroads. We're conveniently to the coast with the blue flag beaches along the Adriatic coastline, crystal clear water. The same time, 25 minutes away, you're into the national park with a whole range of walking, from some fairly high altitude ridge work to also, you know, some nice valleys, some easy walks, some trolley pushes, if you like, to get yourself along. Couple that along with a couple of great medieval cities in the area, Ascoli Piceno being certainly notable, great artwork, great museums. We kind of consider ourselves as a crossroads, so people coming here can really, you know, spend some time at the beach, spend some time in the mountains, and spend some time being culture vultures and hanging around in the piazzas drinking coffee.
I'm sure, Andy, you've been doing that as well, hanging around a piazza with a coffee, perhaps?
Well, I've had the old one, you know. They take the mickey, Russ, because I like a sort of a triple shot in mine just to keep me awake, you know. But they've been hiking me all over the place, and Tim here, he's a fantastic linguist. He's been talking, you know, you wouldn't even think he's from Essex the way he talks in his Italian accent. You know, he's been amazing when you think about it. These people have come from England, and they've been welcomed by all the locals.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. I mean, so when you did arrive there, obviously speaking the language can and will help greatly. But were there a few people saying it's sort of almost like a hidden gem of Italy? Were there some people that you met who wanted it to stay a hidden gem of Italy?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, when we first arrived here, I didn't speak any of the language, and so, you know, it was a bit of a battle between, you know, hitting them with Essex-style banter and trying to translate that into Italian, which was an interesting combination. But I think mainly it was the town had been very receptive to us coming here, and obviously, you know, bringing tourism to the area is you know, good for everyone. So, yeah, I think it's language is difficult, but
you had the mayor in the restaurant last night, I hear. Is that right?
the mayor came in for a meal last night. Yeah, so we can't be that bad.
Now, Andy, I've got to say, because the questions we always like to ask about wherever you are is how easy is it to get where you are? And is it, I presume you're flying into one of sort of the neighbouring regions, major airports with lots of sort of regular sort of low-cost airlines, but then I imagine it's train journeys into the particular place where you are?
Yeah, well, certainly Ancona is our nearest airport, and that's just an hour away. You can also fly to Pescara or Perugia, whole host of low-cost airlines flying in there from all sorts of destinations. Rome is only 2.5 hour drive away, so that's on one of the most beautiful Italian roads you're ever likely to come across, through three national parks, straight out of Rome, up through the national parks and through tunnels and galleries and elevated sections. It really is a fantastic drive, so that's easy. Also, we're fortunately served by Lufthansa through Munich, so any connecting flight through Munich comes directly into the region here, and then you're out from Ancona. The beautiful medieval port city is only a 55-minute drive away.
Okay, well, Tim and Maddie, it's been fabulous to meet you. I wish you all the best in your continued new adventure, and I hope it works out, and the mayor will bring more of the local dignitaries to your place and sort of spread the word about you. So it's been really nice to have a chat to you. And Andy, are you there for another couple of days, Andy? Or are you heading off somewhere new and equally exotic?
I wished, yes. No, I'm here tomorrow. We're getting home on Saturday, so I've got another day to soak up the sun.
One more day to soak up the sun. Andy, you have a good time as well. Always nice to talk to you, and thanks for joining us, guys. Cheers.
See you, matey.
Cheers, bye-bye. That's where he was then. slightly off the beaten track in Italy. So well done. You can give yourself one team point if you did say Italy. I had no idea. Still good. Fancy giving up, you know, everything that you knew about and going off and setting up a new business. It sounds a very romantic dream. Slightly risky and very expensive dream, though. But, hey, good stuff. So, you'll be somewhere else, probably next week. Could be anywhere in the globe. Where in the world is Andy Mossack, then? Coming up, half